fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the John Moore Show on Sunday, the 11th day of February, 2007. We're talking about preparedness. And we're visiting with Mark from Minnesota, talking about different topics related to food and rice and wild rice. Mark, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go. Let's continue.
Now, another question I had, to store things in barrels, I was planning to buy nitrogen to, let's say, purge my containers and then seal them.
Right.
And I was told that dry ice would basically do the same, or it would drive the either or would drive the oxygen from the container so that mold couldn't, or you know, because you're not going to dry your beans down, let's say, to 100%, which they're if you capture them. They will still create mold over time with oxygen in them.
Right. Well, you need 2 things for mold. You need oxygen and moisture, both. I've used the nitrogen process. Get a bottle of compressed nitrogen from one of these industrial gas places.
Yeah.
And all you need is a hose and a little...
regulator.
A regulator and a copper tube about 2 or 3 feet long. And you can displace all that oxygen. It's difficult to know when it's filled up. One way is to have a small candle burning.
Or at the top, where when it goes
out. At the top,
you know,
and when the candle goes out, that means there's no oxygen left. Right.
Okay.
And you don't want this. It's not all that expensive nitrogen, but you don't want to be wasting it. And since it's colorless, odorless, and tasteless, you really can't see what you're doing.
You know, like as far as vitamin C...
We got our first break. Hold on, Mark. Okay. Do the break. First break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. We're visiting with Mark in Minnesota. You still there, Mark?
Yes, I am, sir.
Please, go ahead.
A question I had was, like, when things do get tough, vitamin C isn't something that you're going to be able to store. And I know I heard, Dr. Bill Deagle was talking about pine bark and pine needles of being able to kind of like create or make or be able to drink. I haven't been able to get a hold of them,
like a tea. What you do is you make like a tea with it.
Yeah. Now, is that something that you peel off just the outer layer, the flakes of just a pine tree or a special kind of pine tree?
I don't want to tell you all. I know there's thousands of people out there listening to two of us talk. I'm pretty sure it's the pine needles, and maybe somebody will call and correct us. You just boil them up and make some tea. It's going to be pretty potent stuff, to say the least.
Yeah, but life was never a luxury in survival.
Well, that's true. And what we call what you buy in a grocery store marked vitamin C is only one part of a very complex vitamin. Ascorbic acid is not complete vitamin C.
Yeah.
So, and it's not optional. You'll get, if you don't have vitamin C in your body, you'll get scurvy.
Yeah, like
which
the light
was well known on, the guys that used to be on the sailboats and would run out of their apples and so forth. They would get scurvy. And it's a very painful thing to have, and it can, especially for children, it can cause developmental problems. So you need to boil up some tea with pine needles and just drink the stuff. It's not going to be pleasant, like you say, but maybe it'd be a way you put a little bit of honey or something in it and spice it up a little bit that way.
You say you know, you talk about honey. I was listening to a guy where he said there's some blight going through honeybees where one guy lost all but like out of 3,000 hives, he lost all but 800 down in Florida. Some kind of mite or a blight or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, Mark, and I don't know the details. There's ongoing problems with all kinds of agriculture, and bees serve many purposes other than making honey, because they help pollinate a lot of plants used by a lot of different people in agriculture. And, of course, there's the ongoing problem of the Africanized bees moving north. Yeah, it's problematic, and I'm not up on, and I'm not able to talk intelligently about it any more than that. It is something that needs to be dealt with effectively, though.
You know, let's say in collecting different kinds of beans, are there some more, let's say, I know a kidney bean is better than a lot of them, but, you know, you have black beans, kidney beans, lima beans.
I think they all, if you're going toward storage and nutrition, I think we need a variety, Mark, just to have a variety in your diet. And they store all... Beans all store pretty well. If you keep them cool and dry, they're going to do pretty well. If you can get the oxygen out, you're even going to do better. So a variety of these beans is excellent for variety and for nutrition.
Now just, you know, like within a perception of weight to survival for an individual to, let's say, a life or a year's duration, what is realistic? I mean, within not being extravagant.
What's realistic in what regard, sir?
You know, as far as, let's say, what are you looking to bank to for existence for a year per individual?
Oh, okay. Well, that's fairly easy. As far as dried bulk grains, it's approximately 800 pounds per adult, except for teenage boys, which need about 1,200 pounds per teenage boy. Teenage girls do eat a little bit more if they're healthy and eating normal than a normal adult will, not as much as a boy. So you're on average about 800 pounds per adult, about 400 pounds per child of dried bulk grains. You need about two gallons of potable water per person per day. It's difficult to store up that much water. Most people won't need to as long as they have access to water that can be purified. Even rainwater can be purified and drank. Other than that, depending on your climate, you would need durable outdoor clothing, tools, leather work gloves, durable foot gear. Merino wool socks. We talk frequently about merino wool socks. I wear them.
When you say merino,
it's a type of wool. Merino.
Oh, is that kind of like the same kind? Is that like a felt wool, or is
merino wool is a long. The fibers are longer than other wools. Merino wool fibers are longer, therefore they're not scratchy. It's a very comfortable wool, and
more supple.
It's softer and not scratchy. It can be pure wool and not be scratchy.
Or you mean it would be more like what you'd call like Angora, where it's got that almost, for a wool, it almost feels like a silk?
Well, you'd have to draw it. I may not be the best person to describe how it feels. It's comfortable for me. And I wear my merino wool socks whether it's 10 degrees or 110 degrees. And I find them quite comfortable.
I wear wool socks in the summer, so.
They're the best. The merino wool socks, in my opinion, are the best. But even if they're wet, they'll still keep your feet warm.
Let's see. I had. Did you ever think of a list of books, like a dozen books that I know you got down to somewhere.
Well, there's on my website, there's a list of 10 books on my website. If you look carefully at the front page of my website, either there or actually, I haven't looked at my website for a few days myself. But there's a list of 10 books. If you're diligent, you'll find them on my website. And I do need to expand it and make it better. But those 10 books are a great starting point for anybody that wants a basic library.
And that's the Liberty Man?
TheLibertyMan.com, yes, sir.
So it's T-H-E-E, right?
Just plain T-H-E, Tango Hotel Echo. TheLibertyMan.com.
Oh, I thought it was two E's.
No, one E, right.
Okay. You know, as far as, like, one more question would be, you know, like they brought over, which I could never stand, my dad loved it, was lutefisk, and you know how it always came over flat and dry, and then they soaked it in lard or water or something, and they kind of resurrected it.
Okay.
Now, how long does something like that last?
Any food that's been naturally dried should have a good long shelf life, and it needs to be kept away from sunlight, needs to be kept away from moisture, and extreme heat, especially heat, is just the death of any food you want to store. It will just dramatically, even MREs, food.
Will.
Say again?
I say that even an MRE.
Even MREs. In fact, the military has worked out very good tables to let you know what the shelf life is going to be at 60 degrees, 70 degrees, 80 degrees, and so forth. When you get above 60 degrees, you dramatically decrease the shelf life of MREs.
Oh, you do?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got some MREs in the trunk of your car over summer, by the end of summer, they're pretty much expired. And the trunk of an automobile will get 120, 130 degrees in direct sunlight.
So what do you want to, do you want to bury your beans, or you want to just keep them down the, what you're going to save down the basement?
Well, you know, the old timers, they built what they called root cellars.
Root cellar, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what they did. They had a cool, dry place to keep their food preserved for long periods of time. And a basement, a basement should serve that purpose just as well.
But that would be adequate. Or you know, if you buried it, it'd even drop it another 5-10 degrees cooler than the basement.
Well, your mean temperature once you get below the frost line is about 55 degrees. And the frost line is going to vary depending on how far north you are. But once you're below the frost line, your mean temperature is going to stay at about 55 degrees year-round.
Okay, so in other words, the basement would be fine.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Mark. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And we've got Rick in Nevada. Are you there, sir?
I don't have a doctoral dissertation for you. I just want to suggest that the best way to keep your feet dry in hot weather is to wear a pair of nylon dress socks under your wools.
Well, that will give the moisture will go right through the nylon socks. It's a trick we use in the military also.
Right on. That's what my buddy who is a Marine and served in the Gulf told me. And
I do it,
and it works great.
It does. Yeah.
Winter or summer.
It does.
Thanks a lot.
You're right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Well, what he's saying is absolutely true. In fact, we were doing that 40 years ago in basic training. We'd wear our thin dress socks, which were a nylon cotton blend, I believe, and next to our foot, and then put our wool cushion sole socks over them. And we were wearing just plain leather combat boots with no insulation, and we did quite well. It wasn't Arctic conditions, but it was cold. It was down in the teens, and we did quite well under those conditions. So, break coming up. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. Welcome back to the show. If you want to do yourself a favor, get yourself this AMSOIL gasoline additive for your two-cycle engines. If you're on a farm or a ranch, you know what I'm talking about. You know, life is tough enough dealing with the weather and maintenance of equipment, animals if you got them, and trying to get your crops to come out of the ground. It's difficult enough, and this is a way to simplify your life, a way to have all your two-cycle gasoline engines get their maximum performance, and just make things go smoother and easier. Having one gas-to-oil ratio for all your two-cycle gasoline-operated engines. It's a big deal. If you're out on a farm or a ranch, you know what I'm talking about. It's a big deal. It is very, very helpful. Call Evelyn Brown at this number. I'm going to give you this toll-free number in a moment here, Monday through Friday during normal business hours. And she's got a website, too. The toll-free number is 800-303-5902. Here's the website, kmt-usa.com. at kilomiketango-usa.com. There's a lot of other products there that are useful for any number of things, especially the battery maintenance products. If you've got heavy equipment, heavy diesel engines, you'll find some other products there that will interest you. Most of us, however, have automobiles and pickup trucks, and these battery maintenance products will help extend the life of those batteries. So give Evelyn Brown a call at that number, 800-303-5902. One of our sponsors had a dramatic increase in his business. You've been hearing his spots. He has this mortgage reduction plan. He had so many calls the first month, he could barely handle them. There's a point here, ladies and gentlemen. The John Moore Show needs sponsors. If you have a product or if you have a service that you think could benefit from nationwide exposure, give me a call. I'm going to give you my toll-free number. I'm going to give it twice. It will help John Moore. It will help Republic Broadcasting Network because I have to pay for my own shortwave time. I haven't had sponsors recently to do so. Not enough sponsors anyway. So here's my toll-free number. It's 866-965-3007. I say again, 866-965-3007. Call me during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. If you have a product or a service that could benefit from this kind of nationwide exposure, let's talk. Let's see what we can do and see if we can make things happen for both of us. It would be great. It would be absolutely wonderful. I started out the show talking about the fundraiser for the city of Valley Park, Missouri. Their ordinance to prevent landlords from renting apartments to illegal immigrants has resulted in a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberty Union. The guest speaker that evening, the evening of the 24th of February, will be Mr. Chris Simcox, founder of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps. It'll be a great event on Saturday, the 24th of February, at the Valley Park Middle School cafeteria, $15. 6:30, they open the doors. Program begins at 7:15. If you have questions, you can contact the contact person. That's Donna. Donna's phone number is area code 314-956-6181. I say again, 314-956-6181. I plan on being there unless I have a conflict. I'm a sponsor of the program. I put my $50 on the table to help these good people fight the American Civil Liberties Union. I don't get involved in too many political things anymore. However, Donna called me and asked me to be part of this, and I agreed to do so. We talk a lot about preparedness on this show. That is my focus. I try to find sponsors that will help you reach your goal of being prepared. That's why you're hearing about the BiozymeAg.com, the enzymes that help animals and plants be healthier and grow better. Freeze-dry guy with his specials. He's got a massive warehouse. 18-wheelers can back up to his loading docks and load and unload dehydrated food by the pallet with his forklifts. It's a great operation. And the special he's running here is a excellent way to supplement what you've got or get going if you don't have much to begin with. It's a good, it's fairly balanced in terms of nutrition and compact, 5 inches by 8 inches by 12 inches. You get 103 cup servings plus 29 tablespoons of butter in that nice compact package for $62 for one case, shipping included. That's important. Shipping and handling can add up to some bucks. $166 for 3 cases, shipping included. Freeze-Dry Guy has a website. It's very simple, freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. We got a break. Call the number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 11th day of February, 2007. Welcome back to the show. I want to talk a little bit here about steam. This may be some surprising things for some of you, and it'll be old hat for others. As follows. A nuclear submarine is a steamboat, and a nuclear aircraft carrier, nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, is a steamboat. A nuclear-powered electric generating plant is a steam generating plant. Now, you might be surprised to hear that. You might be shocked to hear that, but that is the absolute truth. What the nuclear fuel does is make heat. That's what the nuclear fuel does in a nuclear submarine, a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, or a nuclear-powered electric generating plant. What the heat does is make steam. And, of course, the steam runs the steam engine that makes the electricity to run the nuclear submarine, the nuclear aircraft carrier, or the nuclear power plant. And this is critical. Industry and engineers have known for about a century and a half the power that's to be had from steam. And they've always made use of it, and they always will, because it is so incredibly powerful. Now, individuals with ranches and farms can do the same thing because of Mike Brown and because of steam engines. I'm helping him market on my website, thelibertyman.com. You can live in a long-term survival situation as long as you got something to burn. Most people would burn wood, but you could burn dried-up cow chips, old textbooks. I talked to a guy last week. His parents have a natural gas well on their place in Tennessee. As long as you got something that'll burn, you can have steam and you can have electricity. Our next caller on the line, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name, sir?
Hi, Joe from New York.
Joe from New York. Yes, go ahead.
How you doing? I was wondering if we could talk a little bit about the EMPs. I watched your videos and you mentioned it in there.
I do. And let's talk about that. What do you have any specific concerns?
First off, I know that you can't really give a specific number because it varies from car to car, but how many different components do you think are in a car that could be wiped out, and do you think it'd be feasible for me to get, like, extra parts and store them in, like, aluminum or a metal box? Or...
Okay, well, let's answer this question in a way, Joe, that will help everybody.
Okay.
What you need to answer, and this is for all the listeners, what you need is a automobile technician who is 50 years old or older, first of all.
Yes.
This would be somebody who, as an adult, worked on brand new 1972 Plymouths and Fords and so forth, Buicks, as well as current vehicles. Because they're going to have an understanding in detail. It won't be guesswork. They'll have an understanding in detail of the way cars used to be made and the way they're being made now with all the computerized equipment in them. Quite frankly, Joe, we're at a point in time where even the transmissions of these vehicles have electronic components. That's where we are now. It started out in the early 70s, automobiles first and later trucks, with rather primitive electronic ignitions that, of course, were done away with as they become more sophisticated. But we're at a point now where there's multiple electronic components in all parts of the automobile, including the transmission. So the answer used to be pretty simplistic, where you could carry a spare distributor, a spare electronic distributor in a 10 box, in a Faraday box, in the trunk, and a spare voltage regulator in the same 10 box, and just change it out with simple hand tools, a couple of sockets and screwdrivers and wrench and so forth. We're past that point. The last 10, 15 years, these cars have become incredibly complex, involving the use of diodes and capacitors and computers.
Yes.
But there's no simple way to answer your question. And you would need to talk... Say again?
I was just going to say, so maybe the best answer is to just try to find a car that was made before 1970.
Well, not necessarily before 70, but somewhere... Most of these cars started getting converted over around 72, 73, some later,
okay.
Especially imports. Volkswagen would have been one that hung on to the points condenser ignition longer than some of the others. These automobiles can be had in good working condition for less than $2,000, in very good working condition, reliable transportation for less than $2,000. And that's inexpensive enough that many families would be able to have one just for a backup or a second vehicle for occasional use and possibly a primary vehicle after an EMP event.
Yes, because, you know, you think, like, one of the things that they'd want to do is restrict travel, so to me that'd make perfect sense for them to, you know,
well,
the best way to stop it is to shoot off a couple of EMPs and...
Yes, sir. Your comment there about restricting travel kicks in another whole set of questions and problems in the event that there would be checkpoints and roadblocks and things of that nature. However, if it was just an EMP event, then you'd still be able to travel with your vehicle that had a points condenser ignition.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I personally own several vehicles that have points condenser ignitions, and I also have a diesel Mercedes. It's an antique. It's 25 years old, but it's in excellent mechanical condition. It has the old Bosch mechanical injection system, no electronics in it. It was built brand new, 25, and sold brand new 25 years ago last month. I purchased this vehicle for less than $2,000. And it needed work, and I've had a competent technician do the work necessary to bring it up to where it's a dependable, safe vehicle. And it's something to consider. A diesel Mercedes were non-electronic well up into the 80s. The cutoff point for Mercedes diesel vehicles is around 1989, 1990. Don't quote me on that, but that's about the time frame when they started putting electronics into the diesel Mercedes. Diesel vehicles in general, pickup trucks, and were a lot more resistant to the electronic components being put into them. The diesel Ford engine that they made before the Power Stroke had no electronics of any consequence, so that's a good choice there. The Dodge 12-valve diesel engine that they made before the current 24-valve diesel engine is regarded as very EMP-resistant, so that's another good choice. Those vehicles were made in the 1980s also. So there are some excellent choices out there to get good, reliable vehicles, not spend a whole lot of money, and achieve your goal of having dependable transportation that is EMP resistant. The call in number is 800-313-9443. Let's get back to steam here. You're going to hear more and more, and I know around the metropolitan St. Louis, about people wanting to have electricity when the power grid goes down. Selling 5 kilowatt gasoline generators has become a big business for a lot of hardware stores to give people this backup power. True, it's better than nothing. A 5-kilowatt gasoline power generator is far better than no electricity at all. However, for long-term use, it's not suitable for most people. When I say long-term use, for anything involving a week or 2 weeks or running into many weeks or months even, like we've got down in the Louisiana area, your fuel consumption just gets to be out of hand, both in terms of the storing dangerous fuel in large quantities, the cost involved. And it's just not tenable for long-term usage. Which brings up steam. The fuel is, for most people, wood. Wood, of course, is not dangerous. It's not expensive. And fairly easy for most people to get. If you don't have the wherewithal to cut it and haul it yourself, most places you can have firewood hauled in and dropped off and stacked right next to your steam engine. Steam engines are old technology. They reached their pinnacle of engineering about 80 years ago, early in the 20th century. There's not much different in designs from the ones Mike Brown makes and the ones that were being manufactured 80 years ago. What is different is the quality of the materials and the manufacturing process and the lubrication upgrades that have been put into Mike Brown's steam engines that will give them a superior performance, make them far more reliable than the already very reliable engines were. Mike Brown is also fabricating boilers now, and you'll find that on my website as well. Clearly and obviously, you cannot have a steam engine without a boiler. Mike resisted fabricating and selling boilers for several years. He was trying to convince people to do it themselves. Almost nobody wanted to, and it really hurt his sales. Now that Mike is fabricating and selling boilers, we're starting to see sales pick up. Now, keep in mind, this is not a big operation. He's got a 5,500-foot manufacturing facility with 8 or 10 and 12 employees. I don't recall the exact number. It doesn't matter. He doesn't guarantee immediate delivery. If he's got one in stock, of course you can have it. It will be packed up and shipped to you. However, it could be a 3-month turnaround time. This is not a big operation. So if you think you want a steam engine and you need it, so you'd be well advised to go ahead and read the material on my website, thelibertyman.com. If you need more information, contact Mike Brown for books and videos that will give you a detailed, very comprehensive education on Mike Brown's steam engines. Now, the steam engines Mike makes are the only ones being made anywhere in the world that I'm aware of suitable for use on the ranch and the farm. There's another guy who has a hobby making one or two a year. I don't think we can really count him. And, of course, there's the major industrial manufacturers of the steam engines used for nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers and steam electric generating plants and so forth. Mike Brown's it. If you want a steam engine, Mike Brown is it. Unless you can find an antique someplace and restore it, then, of course, you still have to have a boiler. The boiler is a weak link in all these applications because they do have a far more limited life than the engine itself. Contact myself at my toll-free number Monday through Friday at 866-965-3007. I'd be glad to talk to you about steam engines a little bit. I'm no expert, but the expert is Mike Brown. He won't talk to you in any length. He's busy. He's an author running a couple, two, three different businesses. He will certainly help you get his videos and books that will give you the education that you need. We've been talking about a lot of topics on this show. We're coming up to about the last 12, 13 minutes, and it's been fun as always. Survival is not a complex matter. It's more a matter of practice. Learning about nutrition is helpful for normal everyday life, let alone for survival purposes. The more you know about nutrition, the more productive and healthier and longer life you're going to have. And so that's a benefit for everybody. And I would encourage everybody to learn more about nutrition and not take at face value what is on the boxes at the grocery store. Just because the Food and Drug Administration has permitted sales to the public does not mean it's good for you. Artificial sweeteners are an excellent example. All, without exception, all artificial sweeteners are not good for human beings. It should not be consumed, in my opinion. They all have detrimental effects on human beings. Even the new one, Splenda. Splenda says on the package that it's made from sugar. Well, it was sugar at one time. It's not anymore. It's chlorinated sugar. It's become something else. What Splenda does, I'm not exaggerating or being flippant, it enlarges some internal organs and shrinks other internal organs. That's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. I know people who are diabetic, and I say, my doctor says I need to consume this, a Splenda or aspartame, whatever it might be, instead of sugar. No, you don't. You don't need to consume any sweeteners at all. That's optional. Consuming sweeteners is optional. It is not something you need to live. It's not something you need to be healthy. Refined white sugar, as bad as it is probably better than any of the artificial sweeteners. And it's difficult to escape sweeteners in our American diet, what we call the standard American diet, SAD for short. High fructose corn syrup, for example. Sweeteners are in foods that you would never imagine. All kinds of processed foods have sweeteners in them, both natural and artificial. They are simply not good for you. Anything you can do to reduce your sugar intake will be of great benefit. There is a country, the country never had a single case of diabetes until Western food was introduced. That's the country of Japan. The entire country of Japan did not have one case of diabetes, not one, until Western food was introduced. And to this day, 100-something years later, to this day, the Japanese still call diabetes the Western disease. They still call it the Western disease for very good reason. It's caused by Western-style eating, Western-style food. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. Anything you can do to reduce your sugar intake and eliminate all artificial sweeteners will be of great benefit. Will be of great benefit. So, that's my artificial artificial sweetener speech for the week, I guess you could say. 2007, ladies and gentlemen, will be a fascinating year from a lot of perspectives. Politically, of course, we've got this wretched war in the Middle East, which is going to get far worse before it gets better, I assure you. We've got a continuing and ongoing matter of bizarre weather-related events. These straight-line wind storms that seem to be becoming more frequent. Rainstorms where it rains 12, 14, 16 inches in 24 hours. You're going to continue to see stories about climate change and the rising ocean levels. And if you read carefully, you'll see the deception. The deception is the timing. 10 years in the future, it will start to get bad. And around 2050, it will really get bad. If you read and study in detail, that's what you're going to see. Break coming up. Got a few minutes left. We'll be right back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs. Then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
From Russia with love. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore, and we're back trying to wrap up this show for Sunday, the 11th of February, and we get to Bruce here. Bruce, you're probably going to be our last caller. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, John. I have couple of quick points I'd like to add to today's conversation.
Yes, sir.
One is people talked about the salt.
Yes, sir.
The salt that people need to save and think about is canning salt. That way, if they want to can their vegetables or canned meat or something, they can use that to can.
And what is the difference, if I may ask, between canning salt and other
it's
salt?
More purified.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second item is, I know a lot of people are thinking about storing their own foods.
Right.
I have taken these Mylar bags, these 20 by 30 Mylar bags,
yes.
Put them into 5-gallon buckets,
right.
Added my dry material, such as wheat, grains, whatever,
right. Right.
And then added a couple of heavy-duty oxygen absorbers,
right.
Then pooch out the air and basically take a household iron and iron the ends of the bag shut.
That'll work.
And then fold it in and then put a heavy-duty lid on it. I've done that, and I've checked some wheat that's been over 6 years in those buckets, and it's as fresh as the day I put it in there.
That will definitely work, and I've used Mylar bags myself with diatomaceous earth instead of the nitrogen or oxygen-removing packets. But the Mylar bags are an excellent way to store bulk grains.
Yeah, and it's really a cheap, easy way to do it, and you can buy your buckets at the local feed store. What you want to do is buy the 90-mil bucket instead of the 70-mil bucket. It's just a little bit thicker, heavier bucket. But you can buy the Mylar bags and the heavy-duty lid, and the oxygen absorbers are available at different places. And, in fact, maybe someday you'll get a supplier that will offer them for your show.
Well, that would be excellent, wouldn't it? That would be an excellent thing.
An excellent thing. Well, thank you, John.
Thank you for your call, Bruce.
Bye.
This is Bruce from Illinois, and I know we're going to have the music wrapping up the show here in just a couple of minutes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I enjoy visiting with you every week and exchanging ideas and learning. I learn from you. You learn from me. It's a win-win situation. If you know somebody who would like to be a sponsor, has a product or a service that could benefit from a nationwide exposure, give them my number. Have them give me a call at 866-965-3007. It will help them have greater sales of their product or their service. It will help me be able to get back on shortwave. I'd love to be back on shortwave. It's a fairly substantial percentage of our audience is on shortwave here at Republic Broadcasting Network. So please do that. It would be helpful for both of us. If you haven't got a copy of my article, no need for panic. Get $5 to me, and I'll pop it in the mail the next morning. It could be the best $5 you ever spend. I can't afford to just mail these out willy-nilly. That's why I have to charge $5 to cover my cost. I've had people order as many as 5 copies, 7 copies at a time to distribute to friends and family, hoping that they will get the message. And knowing that even if they don't get the message, they've done their Christian duty to alert friends and family, which is pretty much all any of us can do. I wrote this paper initially for my brother, my brother-in-law. I love these men and their families dearly, and I wanted to make sure that they knew, even though in my heart, I also knew they probably would not act on the information. It was my Christian duty and my obligation to advise them and let them know what's coming at us in the next 3 to 4 or 5 years. That's it for this week. I hear the final bumper music. You all be safe out there, and God bless America.